This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Big night in hoops. We had road teams win. We had home team win.
A home team win.
And you see that it has returned.
Glob.
There it is, the artwork. We got that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Took it to Greensboro, didn't we, for that real limited edition of Packer and Durham we had there?
We did.
Yeah, okay.
And I was going to, I should still do this, because Georgia Tech won the Glob Championship, remember?
Yeah.
And I told Pastner that I'd get this thing signed and sent to him.
Yeah.
But it's really the only one we got.
Yeah,
let me get this right.
Yeah, Glob. Hang on, we'll show you. There it is. Glob. Packer and Durham, 2020, Glob.
Yeah. And a listener, of course, did this because it's obviously not in our budget. What is?
It would be great if we had shirts made.
Like I said, what is?
Okay, so let's get to the night, shall we?
Yep.
NC State, Virginia Tech. Remember yesterday, if you were with us, we talked about you had a team that was going to stay on that path and you had a team that might veer off the path in the ACC. Well, the path started earlier for Virginia Tech than it did for NC State. Yeah,
somebody got an earlier wake-up call than the other guy.
Because the ball game came on, and Jay Halter and Malcolm Huckabee were calling the game, and one thing was happening and another thing wasn't. The one thing happening was Virginia Tech scoring. The thing not happening, NC State went almost 7.5 minutes before they participated on the scoreboard. They then proceeded to get all the way back into the game over the course of the next 32 minutes back.
Yep.
And the ball game ends with NC State shooting with a chance to tie and send it to our fourth overtime game in ACC play.
And if you watch the game, there was so much stress and pressure on both sides because there was so much at stake. For Virginia Tech, they understand the road, right? That win against Notre Dame on Saturday gave them now the path to go, okay, we can still get back to where we want to go, but you got to win this game, especially when you're up 15-0 on the road. So they had to make some stops down the stretch. And for NC State, I said to you yesterday, Wes, it kind of felt like I'd feel bad about the loser. The loser of that game has got problems.
Right.
And NC State at 2-6 has a long way to go.
Yeah, they do. I mean, a long way to go. Tough night for the Wolfpack. No getting around it. Keve Aluma, Justin Mutz combined for 20 rebounds. NC State now with, you know about Manny Bates being gone. Now Ernest Ross is gone. It leaves Dewana to do a good bit of the rebounding. They only had 26 rebounds as a team. So this is going to have to be Terquavion Smith, Darion Sebron, Cam Hayes, Thomas Allen. Everybody's now going to help Kevin Keats' team.
Well, here's the other thing. Winning at home. I mean, you've got to be able to hold serve.
Right.
And when you take inventory, close loss to Clemson, close loss to Louisville. Last night, you spot somebody 15, you battle like crazy, play hard for 32 minutes, and you come up a shot short. That's three L's at home. Now, the good news is you stole one at Louisville.
Yep.
You stole one at Virginia Tech. Go figure, right? Mm-hmm. But the Pack has been kind of schizo, man. They really have. They've been not great at home, but they've won some games on the road. But at 2-6, Wes, quick math.
It's tough.
Right? I mean, let's be honest. When you're 2-6, where you are in the standings, and you go right down the whole deal and you try to figure out, all right, now how do we get this thing turned around to get back to be an NCAA tournament team?
Yep.
I'm not so sure that the answer is win the ACC tournament.
Yeah. Well, fair point there. Keve Aluma, by the way, fourth double-double of the year last night, 11 points, 10 rebounds. Or 10 points, 11 rebounds, I should say. Hokies a winner in Raleigh, 62-59. They're at Boston College. NC State welcomes Virginia on Saturday.
Good luck.
Just keeps getting bigger.
Again, you're at home.
Yep.
You must win these games.
It had been since the days of Chris Paul that Wake Forest had beaten Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
Yeah. 04.
That's a while ago.
It's been
Chris
a while.
Paul, it's been a while ago. Last night it happened, though. Wake Forest 80, Georgia Tech 64. Pack already mentioned. Deeks with a little run in the second half. How about Alondis Williams on the rim last night? This guy keeps doing it, folks. Just going to tell you, He had 12 of his 19 in the second half. Steve Forbes missed the game with an illness. Brooks Savage, one of the great, I mean, if he's not a superhero, I don't know who is. Brooks Savage helps the Deacs get the win last night as acting head coach. Wake now has three 15-point wins against ACC opponents for the first time since 08-09. Williams leads the conference at 20.3 points per game, kids.
And I believe Georgia Tech's in the same boat as NC State.
I would agree with that, yes.
You know, they're at 1-6 now in league play. Now, keep in mind, the Jackets were able to pull off the trick last year and won the ACC tournament in Greensboro. But, again, this year in Brooklyn, I kind of feel that NC State, Georgia Tech are in the same boat.
If Londis Williams scores 15 points on Saturday against Carolina at the Joel, he will join Jeff Teague and Tim Duncan as the only Wake Forest players since 96-97 with 400 points in their first 20 games of a season. And I want to tell you, you join Jeff Teague and Tim Duncan on the list, you're pretty good. Justin Gray was a stone-cold killer with a basketball, by the way. The current coach at Western Carolina, Pac. Justin Gray, come out, he'd wear anybody out in a driveway today. By the way.
Well, I think it depends which driveway you're referring to.
All right, any driveway.
Any driveway?
Any driveway, Justin Gray win a shooting contest right
now.
Yeah, any driveway.
How about ones with ice in it?
Yeah, he'd do that too.
Really?
Justin Gray does not care.
He does not care.
No, sir. Justin Gray played with a broken jaw, Pac.
Well, that's not very smart.
Justin Gray and got buckets. Got buckets with a broken jaw.
What do you think he is? He thinks he's one of these brothers of destruction?
I'm going to tell you, Justin Gray was. So, Londis Williams, when you pass Justin Gray and move on that list, you're the man.
All right.
If he gets 15 points and two assists on Saturday, he'll be the first ACC player to average 20 points, five rebounds, five assists in the first 20 games of a season over the last 25 years, and just the third to do so in a 20-game span.
Well, based on what I saw from North Carolina at Miami, I like his chances to get 15-2.
I do, too.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's a globber, I'm telling you.
It's a globber. Another globber.
There's five teams that are kind of in the glob right now in the ACC.
Sure.
There are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm putting Florida State, Miami, and Duke over here. Right? Over there. But, you know, you got Notre Dame and Louisville and Virginia, Wake and North Carolina. Those five right now are the glob.
There you go. All right, Louisville a winner at home. Bounced back for the Cards last night. Sidney Curry returned to the lineup after an ankle sprain. Did a nice job. 13 points, Noah Locke, Jalen Withers. A double-figure night for Chris Mack. And there's Locke, catch and shoot, bucket.
Just glad we had the game, Wes, after that leak at the KFC Yum Center.
Gosh. Well, you know, KFC's got a brand new campaign out, Pac.
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday on radio. Beyond Fried Chicken. And well, don't get me started on that.
Beyond Roofing last night down by the river in Louisville. Nice win for the Cards. They host Notre Dame on Saturday. And we already told you, Boston College.
You wouldn't see that at Bojangles. And let me tell you, Bojangles is a proud sponsor.
Yeah.
If I want fried chicken, that means I want fried chicken.
Yeah, okay. Good, thanks.
Leg, breast,
Virginia
thigh.
Tech will visit Boston College on over the weekend in the ACC.
Why do you get nervous when I start going off?
Because it's
like
just
that.
I just see my career doing this
career,
right in front
when
of
you
me.
Agreed to do this show, it was all she wrote.
That pretty much.
So why are you worried about it now?
In so many ways,
we're 547 television shows into it. Do you think it's all of a sudden going to change? Huh?
Let's move on.
Hey, look
to
at me. Look at me in the eye.
Let's move
you
on.
Think it's going to change?
Let's move on to the Peterson Event Center, shall
this
we?
Be your last show.
Reese Beekman, 19-8 last night for the Cavaliers. Just like the first game, although not as dramatic at the end, this was hard fought. Possession to possession basketball last night.
As expected.
Cafaro and Shedrick did a nice job inside for the Cavaliers. Beekman, as he goes, so goes Virginia most nights. I thought John Hughley, another productive night.
Yep.
For Pittsburgh, he had 23 for Jeff Capel's team, who, by the way, is at Clemson on Saturday.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, yesterday I said to you, that just feels like one of those going to be determined by five or less games. And I think we both were in agreement with that. And lo and behold, 66-61 the final. I think they could play 10 times and every game would kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I agree. Those two teams' styles do make fights a little bit, but those two teams right there are fairly evenly matched. And it just shows you, beyond kind of some of the teams that are starting to separate themselves, how tightly locked up some of these other schools are.
And for Virginia, they've won four of their last six. The road trip to Raleigh just feels important from a momentum standpoint for the Hoos and for NC State, we've discussed. And for Pitt and Clemson, they're both kind of the same boat, right? It just feels like almost like a must win for Clemson at home with a home game. Feels that way.
No question. Let's get to the infamous ACC index card. We're updating this now twice a week on the air.
Yes, sir.
What could possibly go wrong?
Look how tight this is. Well, here's how this works now. It's the infamous ACC index card. We do not come up with conspiracy theories. Pack Insider and others do. How this works is the foul margin, you'd want to be negative, right? Negative. That means, guess what? Getting called for fewer fouls in ACC games. Pretty tight at the top there with Pitt, Duke, Miami. Then you got Wake, Florida State, BC. I mean, everybody's kind of in the neighborhood.
Right.
Then, of course, the other side of the end of the bargain there. Georgia Tech, 30 more fouls against them. State, 22 more. Clemson, 20 more. Virginia Tech, plus 19. So, again, we're not here to do anything but tell you what the numbers are. You can draw your own conclusions. That's the foul margin. Then, of course, we've got the free throw attempt margin. This one normally really gets people bothered. Don't know why. We just give you the numbers. Duke has gone the line 41 more times than their ACC opposition. Miami's right behind them. Pitt pretty close. Florida State, Louisville, Syracuse. Again, the numbers are kind of in the neighborhood. But the other end of the spectrum, not pretty. Not pretty at all. So there's the numbers. Game, set, match. See you later.
There you have it. All right. Man, look at all the information we just provided right there. Holy smokes.
That's what we're here for today. That's what we do.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham. Hounds are doing fine.
Yeah.
Chilling out. They'll get excited about the 9:55 when they realize it's time. Time to end this thing. They know.
Yeah.
But don't worry. It happens on radio, too. They sit there sound asleep from 4 until about 6:50.
Yeah.
Then they've got that internal clock, and they realize, all right, fat boy's done. It's time to go out and see what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Good. Isaiah Wong coming up here, we hope, in just a couple minutes from Coral Gables. Brennan Armstrong, by the way, 9:30 from Charlottesville.
Yep.
Kind of excited to talk to him about the dynamic of Virginia football and the change. In today's climate, what he elected to do last week, look, it's great. It's great for business everywhere. Charlottesville, the ACC, and Brennan Armstrong. But think about all the guys that would have the kind of numbers he put up last year and kind of want to venture out, either draft, portal, whatever you want to call it, right? He's electing to come back, and good for him and good for us and good for everybody involved.
God bless Kenny Pickett. Maybe he just – created.
I'm going to ask him about that.
I mean, seriously, I mean, it's one of those kind of things to watch a quarterback make a decision where he could have gone on, decide to come back,
right,
further his education, and his potential.
Yep.
And, man, has a breakthrough season, team wins the ACC championship, goes to New Year's Day 6 Bowl, and he's going to be a first-round draft pick.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the ultimate story.
Isn't it? I mean, it's really quite unique. Kenny created potentially this wave. We'll see how it goes. I think Virginia and Brennan Armstrong, to a degree, will be the beneficiary. I think here's the other thing that helps. Cavalier fans can call me crazy on this one. Tony Elliott has got a track record with quarterbacks in his Clemson history.
Well, I mean, let's also talk about who he's had at quarterback.
That's what I mean.
I mean, it's a pretty good list.
Yeah. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Taj Boyd, all those guys – he has been in the rooms when game play, Kelly Bryant, when plans go together, he's been in the room. So, I think it's a win across the board for Brennan Armstrong, and I think it'll be a win for Virginia. And I know it's a win for the ACC because it takes the seal off any question as to whether or not the ACC is the best quarterback league in the country going into 22.
Well, and like I said, there's great storylines in spring football, and we will address all of those accordingly.
Let's go to Coral Gables. Second appearance on the show.
Second appearance for Isaiah Wong.
Isaiah Wong, who in my book is one of the most efficient guys in the ACC when it comes to putting the ball in the basket, is doing a great job for the Canes overall. Congratulations on this 6-1 start in the ACC and, of course, a rematch with Florida State coming up on Saturday. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Isaiah, it's not supposed to be so easy, right? The last time I saw you dudes playing against North Carolina, I mean, come on, man. That got to be goofy, right? I mean, it had to be fun looking around. Everybody had a smile on their face, basket. I mean, you could have made anything from anywhere. It was just one of those kind of nights. But this team has been on a special run, has it? The chemistry on this team seems special.
Yes, most definitely. With this team, we have a lot of good players. We have a lot of guards. We have a lot of bigs that can score outside and inside the paint. So it's easy for us, like me, Charlie, and Kim, and Sam, to get to the bucket, and Jordan too as well. And we all play defense as well. So it's just feeling real easy coming into every game, just trusting each other, and we're just having a good time.
All right, Isaiah, the other night, Sam Wardenburg becomes the guy, right? I mean, in the first half, he's pulling Kevin Durant on you, standing outside, catch and shoot threes, the whole bit. What were you guys thinking? Okay, we're going to let Sam roll this all the way out, see how far we can ride him?
Yeah, just for the North Carolina game, he was getting open. They were leaving him open, so we just kept on giving him the ball, and he was hitting the threes, and that's what he do in practice, so we just kept on giving it to him, and he kept on hitting for the team, and we were going off of that.
Isaiah, I love your backcourt, and it's always intriguing to me when you have really good guards, and you got good, experienced, old, smart guards. The chemistry you guys have amongst themselves, it just seems like, hey, it doesn't matter whether you get your points tonight or Moore gets his or McGusty goes off. What about that special bond? Because, man, the way you guys are playing together is really a joy to watch.
Yeah, just with the whole starting five, we got any player that can score over 20 with 1 through 5. So if somebody have an off game, we always got somebody else that can help the team and help try to win the game for us and make big plays throughout the stretch. So it's feeling real good for us as a team.
All right, you guys, and Mark and I have talked about this as the season has worn on. The health of your basketball team, and I know Rodney's missed a few games, Sam was out a couple here or there, but compared to previous seasons, Isaiah, this has got to be the mental momentum, the mental confidence built during the course of this year. It's got to feel pretty good given you know you're going to have everybody going, right?
Yes, most definitely. But the team we have healthy, we're on the road right now. So with all that, it's just keeping the pace up. Team in the ACC, so it's a big row right now.
You know, the next game is always the most important, and it's more than just a game. It's the Canes and it's the Noles. You guys had an epic showdown the first go around at the Taka game. You could have won. Florida State made basically one more play at the end. The intensity of this game, Isaiah, you've been around the block now. You've seen this thing before. You know how talented Florida State is. You know how well your team's playing. Describe the intensity of this game versus maybe a regular ACC game.
The intensity of the game is going to be a big game coming into next game. So we're going to play hard throughout the game. And I know the fans are going to be there, and they're going to be loud for us. And it's going to be real intense from the start of the game, just kind of start and to the end of the game with all the players we have from the game we played them at their house. Their fans were making a lot of noise, so our fans are going to make a lot of noise when they come to our house. So it's going to be start to finish. We're going to have to play hard.
Isaiah, I want to ask you about Cam and Charlie, because we're right or wrong, I guess, we're looping all three of you guys together. There seems to be, and Cam was with us last week. By the way, you've done a much better job keeping the lights on than Cam did during his interview with us last week. But you guys have great chemistry. I know you and Cam had played together, but Charlie seems to be the perfect fit for complementing both what you and Cam do. How has that been? I mean, are we reading too much into it, or is there legit chemistry, continuity, consistency, confidence with this whole deal?
With Charlie coming in, he's been great help to the team. He's been making plays. He's a good playmaker. He can get the ball to players and just keep players in their momentum and keep them on the road. And if they code right now, Charlie is a good help to keep one of the players trying to get them into a stretch where they can can score the ball. And Charlie really helps that with the team. But our chemistry is really helping is going up throughout the season with us getting to know each other and us getting to like feel out our game and like know what we like to get to. It's just sometimes we just sit back and just let him do what he got to do to get in the role and try to win us the game. So with the trust we have in each other, it's just going up from there.
Isaiah, when you guys won at Duke, you played great. All of a sudden, Duke makes a couple plays with a minute to go, and it's almost you got a sense, at least I did sitting on the couch watching it. Man, what an effort by Miami. But Duke just made a couple more plays to win the game. And then Moore makes this crazy shot, which I still can't believe it went in. You win the game. I'm interested to know, at what point in time did you get a sense that this team has something for everybody in the league? There had to be a moment, maybe it's a game, a practice, I don't know, you tell me, when you realize, hey, guess what? This could be a really, really special club.
When I got the sense of it, when we played Alabama in the first half, we was competing, and we lost by a lot, but still, the effort we gave in for that Alabama game, we came in just strong, and we was competing in the first half. And that's why I knew we could compete with any team, and we're gonna have a good season this year. So after that, we just kept on rolling, and we just kept on beating teams. And after that, we started to feel like, hey, we could compete, we can beat any team. And it's like, what team can face us and try to beat us at our court or when we go over there? It's gonna be still hard to beat us at the same time. So with the team we have right now, it's like, every game we come into is like, we feel like we could win every game.
Well, I tell you what, Isaiah, you know, playing in this league for a couple of years, that'll serve you guys pretty well if you can keep it going, right?
Yes.
By the way, I know us idiots in the media will make a big deal of it. I know the fans will make a big deal out of it. But do you guys sit around and go, man, how in the world are we not ranked in the top 25? Does that conversation ever take place in the locker room?
Sometimes we come in, like when we beat Duke, we was like, hey, we might come in into rankings, and we didn't get into rankings. So it was like, hey, we just gonna wait it out. We gonna keep on winning games and just wait it out till they finally realize, hey, Miami is one of those top teams that can be a top 25 team and compete with every team in the country.
I'll tell you what, it's the right approach. Hey, good to see you. Stay well, okay? Good luck on Saturday. Look forward to watching.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Isaiah Wong, Jr. from Washington, D.C.
That backcourt is filthy now. They are good. Tough. Old.
I tell you, round two of the Knowles and Canes.
It's go time.
It is Saturday. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
More quality student-athletes are coming your way. Brendan Armstrong here momentarily from Charlottesville. And
yes,
getting great news for the league, for Virginia.
Tell that
for truth. Tony Elliott, all parties involved with Brendan Armstrong going, guess what, I'm coming back for more. Good for the league.
Great for the league. And again, we said it a moment ago, this will be another year where the ACC quarterback core will be the nation's best. And there'll be plenty of arguments, plenty of rhetoric, conjecture, whatever. But you start looking around the league now. I mean, we don't even know what the situation is at Duke in terms of a quarterback. Guessing Jeff Sims will be healthy at Georgia Tech. He missed, you know, a good bit of the back end of the year. But you just take what you know. Jordan Travis, Tyler Van Dyke, whatever happens at Clemson, that they'll all be qualified. Whatever happens at Carolina, we assume Drake May, Jacoby Criswell.
Don't forget Malik Cunningham.
Malik Cunningham at Louisville. I mean, just roll it off.
Sam
now.
Hartman at Wake
Forest. Keaton Slovis at Pitt. I mean, oh, by the way, Phil Jakovic's back.
Oh, yeah.
What happens at Virginia Tech with the transfer portal there? They brought a couple guys in for Brent Pry's first year. This guy, will be at the top of the list, right?
Devin Leary.
Devin Leary at NC State. He'll be on that list. He had a fantastic year.
We went eight deep right there, and it's not even – you don't even bat an eye. It's like, yeah, they're all legit, and they're all good.
Crazy, right?
It's great.
All right, Shelby, Ohio, here we go. Roll it up. Welcome back, Brennan Armstrong, to the Packer and Durham program. I guess we should start by saying welcome, Brennan Armstrong, back to Virginia. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine. I'm glad to be back. So, yeah, I'm really excited to get started with our new staff. Got a bunch of guys back this year. And, yeah, just going to be more excited to be back here.
All right. I got to ask you about the IG. Knowing you a little bit and watching you play and do interviews, the Instagram announcement seems like you kind of stepped out there a little bit with that.
Yeah, I did a little bit. I kind of wanted to have fun with it, kind of portray that I'm kind of leaving and say I'm coming back. OC, one of our video guys here, I kind of came up to him. I was like, you know, I'm coming back. You know, can we put together something fun, you know, something that's going to have some good good momentum going into the off season? And that's kind of what we came up with. And, yeah, it was a fun thing to post. And, yeah, like you said, I don't really do too much of that. And but, yeah, it was fun. I'm glad I got to, you know, post that out there.
Brennan, from a personal standpoint, it's a little bittersweet for me. I'm thrilled that you're coming back. All right. That's the first thing. However, I'm a little bummed out. I'm going to tell you why. Because I was ready to take over the jersey, man.
I think I've had that there before, haven't you?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And so, I mean, I already got the Armstrong out of here and the Packer in there. And unfortunately, you're still wearing five. So, I'm a little bummed out. I can't wear this next year, but nevertheless, I'm thrilled that you're back. I mean, it's great for Virginia. It's great for the league. It's good for college football. And yeah. With that said, just curious, we were just talking about Kenny Pickett. And I know you know all the quarterbacks in the league. And Kenny, you know, had that opportunity a year ago to say, you know what, maybe the NFL is the right track. But you know what, I enjoy my guys. I like college life. I'm going to come back, further my education. And obviously, the year he had winning the ACC championship, all the other stuff, Heisman finalist. That last year made a ton of sense from a business standpoint. Did it ever go through your head as far as the timing of all of this and coming back and enjoying college life?
Yeah, I mean, the timing's really important, I feel like. You know, with the extra COVID year, there's a lot more guys coming out in the draft. And then I felt like I think I could have a lot more momentum going into the off season. I think that helps with draft stock and you know, just the performance I had last year and a lot of the guys that are coming back this year, I think we can repeat that and you know, hopefully add more wins to the win column this year, because obviously that's all that matters when it comes to you know, just sports in general, just wins and wins and wins. So that's just kind of what we're looking forward to. We got a lot to learn this offseason with you know, just a new staff, new offense, and but I'm really excited for it. I think it shows good adaptability from everyone. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a great transition so far. And, you know, workouts have started, and it's already been great.
Brennan, I want to go kind of in the details of this a little bit. I know anybody who was in your situation, you know, kind of gets a report. Kenny talked about that last year, getting some information back from the National Football League. You're in an interesting spot, and this is why I give you a lot of credit, because in today's landscape, a lot of guys would have either gone to the draft, hit the portal, done, you know, a myriad of things. But coming back here, curious about the conversations with your teammates, obviously. I mean, we see a lot of throws here to number three, and that guy's a playmaker. But how important was the conversation with Coach Elliott? How important was a sense of what his philosophy was going to be? How important was his track record with guys at Clemson and in his career in your decision?
Yeah, it was a big decision. First of all, it just started with, you know, just kind of hearing back from what the NFL had to say. And I just felt like what they had to say with a lot of guys coming out, like I said, with as quarterbacks, I was like, I think I can go better. I can get higher. So, and then that was just pushed to the side. And it was just kind of like me coming back with the guys, you know, making sure I could keep as many guys as I could, because I knew how dynamic we were at the skill position. And yeah, it was just the feel with Coach Elliott when he first got here. I had no questions that it was going to be a good fit. It was just whether or not I felt like I should leave to go to the draft or come back. And then, like I said, not transferring. I didn't want to transfer. I didn't feel like, you know, there's other great receivers and groups in the country. But, I mean, the thing we did last year, I mean, I have great chemistry with these guys. and sometimes that's hard to build, you know, in just one season with a team. And so that was another big factor. And then just we have KT, you know, Billy, Wicks, Lavelle. We got some transfers that came in. Malachi, like there's just a bunch of guys that are back that I have great chemistry with. And just didn't seem right for me to leave at all or just leave for the NFL quite yet.
Brendan, with what you acquired in terms of the information from the NFL, what did you pick from that? Did you say, guess what? This is what I individually have to work on this spring and summer to get ready for the fall. What's on the to-do list?
For me and from that, just in general, I just think there's more command out there. We threw the ball a lot, and I think I can have a better command of the run game that, you know, we're about to develop too. Calling protections, different things like that. Just being a better quarterback in general. It's not all about throwing. I feel like my leadership out there has developed in a, you know, a high level now. But just overall command of the offense and dealing with all the little things.
How important will you take? I mean, in your mind, given the track record, you mentioned all these guys, and by the way, we keep somehow or another because he was injured last year. We forget a lot about Lavelle Davis, and I mean, you just swap one 6'7" guy for another 6'7" guy. Is the way I look at it. How important will this spring be to what we get? And then how important for you will be that summer part? Because I know you value that piece of this as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we, like I said, we started workouts. So for me right now, it's just, you know, getting into the playbook, learn as much as I can, get into spring ball, playing fast. Yeah, but there's going to be mistakes and things to learn, and we're going to get better at, you know, the coaches and us players are going to know what we're going to be really good at and what we're not going to be good at. But overall, just getting to spring ball, playing fast with whatever we want to try to develop for our offense and, you know, and continue to do that through the summer. You know, we're going to be more and more working out in the summer. Then fall camp will come around, and I want to be able to hit the ground running fast, kind of no hesitations once fall camp starts, because once the season hits, it's hard to catch up on, you know, the smaller details. Mm-hmm. It's more about game planning, worrying about the other team. So I just make sure our guys are ready for spring ball, really moving the ball fast, playing fast, and just try not to think too much.
Brendan, every Monday during the fall, we have an award called the Wide Receiver U. And your man Wicks won 3 times this year. And I keep going back to the catch he made at Miami, which I still don't know how he did it, but he did. Was there a play this past season? Because you threw the ball 8 trillion times for over 4,500 yards, whatever the number. The numbers get to be goofy. But was there a play or a pass? And maybe it wasn't, you know, a high-profile play. Maybe it was just a move or whatever. You're going to tell me. But was there a moment or a play this past season where one of your frisbee catching dogs, or maybe you made a play, right? Maybe you went decide to run it and, hey, you know, nothing was open. I ran for 75 yards for a touchdown, whatever. You tell me, what was there a play that comes to mind in the 21 season?
I mean, there's multiple. I like the one when Wicks jumped over both Georgia Tech's players in the end zone. I threw the lob ball to him in the corner. Grant Mish coming out of nowhere, getting the for Louisville. For me personally, I would say the, you know, we didn't win, but the Virginia Tech truck in the end zone. Yeah, there's multiple. I could probably think of a lot more. I just kind of forget some of them now. I'm kind of moving past the past season and looking forward to the future. So, right. But yeah, there's so many. There's so many. We had a great season.
Let's be honest. It's a wonder Mish got to the bench after the catch at Louisville. I mean, it really is a wonder, isn't it? I mean, I've never seen a team happier for a guy than you guys were for Grant Mish.
Yeah, we were. I won't forever forget that moment, especially for that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. We just came on the air, came out of the commercial, talking about quarterbacks in the ACC. You were a part of this group a year ago, even though, you know, you were a bit of an unknown, but everybody knew you had the talent and the supply chain to get this done. Now that you've got a year and now that you know about other guys in this league, how good is the quarterback play in this league when you're watching tape every week of other defenses just trying to kind of sort out your own scout?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you hear about other QBs in other leagues, but there's only like maybe one or two from the other leagues. And I feel like every week we're going against a guy that's been talked about and that's highly – you know, capable of playmaking ability. Last year was, we were heavy. I feel like this next year we're going to be pretty heavy with that same thing. Especially with some guys coming in into different teams transferring in. I mean, there's a lot of talent at the QB position. I just think whoever can, figure out how they can stop each offense is going to be obviously the one that's going to win the Coastal and the ACC championship at this point.
Brendan, do you guys have relationships like during the season? Like a lot of times you'll see the NFL guys, hey, can you text me up? Do you have that like with Devin Leary or, pick one, TVD in Miami? Or is it just like, hey, I got my own world. I don't know what they're doing. Do you guys ever correspond?
Yeah. I mean, here and there, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot just because like once the season starts, we're kind of in our own world. It's always nice to see him after the games, just chat it up real quick. It just seems like we're so busy. I don't really get the chance to respond. And I'm always thinking about the next thing for how we're going to get better. After the games, it's nice to just chat with them because you don't get the opportunity to do that. And after you just played football, you know, you're out there on the same field doing the same thing. And you guys are both trying to accomplish the same thing. And so it's nice to just talk about it after the game.
Well, I'll tell you what, you and the Van Dyke guy, y'all got a lot in common now. Y'all just don't care. It's a rip and go mean. Like, I mean, you guys just roll. It doesn't matter, right? Seems like you and Tyler Van Dyke are cut from the same cloth. I'm going to throw it. It's their job to catch it. I'm going to find a way to make the play.
Yeah, kind of that style. Just figure out, because, you know, not everything goes well. So you got to figure out how you're going to make it. And hopefully you make it. It's done. They can't yell at you if it gets made.
Brendan, that's exactly our approach.
Yeah,
on this
that's kind
show.
Of what
it's
we do
just
here.
Like we're going to wing it and let it rip. And if it's a disaster, hey, so what? We're going to try it again tomorrow. But hopefully we get it right. That's the only way to do it.
That's the right way to do it. I feel it.
So let me ask you this. Last question. You're pretty excited about all the media you're going to get to do now as like a headliner in the ACC. And I know you a little bit to know this will be – This is a little bit breaking the personality mode for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten used to it this past season. I've, you know, kind of found my groove with it. But yeah, I mean, I get it comes with it. So yeah, it'll be all good. I'll start to enjoy it. Start to enjoy it a little bit.
You got any name, image, and likeness deals?
Come on, we got to get some NIL going. Come on, what are we doing, Armstrong?
We got some stuff. People will probably see it once it happens. We got some stuff lined up for me this off season. It'll probably come out eventually.
More like it. Well, I'm going to keep the jersey. All right. If that's all right with you, I'm going to hang tight with my Packer 5 Wahoo Wild jersey.
Hey, Brennan, let's be honest. You need to come down here and drop by the basement this summer at some point and sign the jersey.
Yeah.
So it will have some kind of worth to it. Okay.
That's fine.
Because
James, don't be afraid to stop me. I'll sign it away.
I love it. Hey, take care. Always good to visit with you. Appreciate it, man.
Quick thing. I want to give a shout out to my mom, Heather Armstrong. It's her birthday today.
And so she watching? Are we watching?
I don't know if she's watching. I know she might be at work, but maybe. I told her I was going to be on this morning, so hopefully she is. But I just want to give her a shout out and happy birthday. I love you. And I'll see you soon.
Yeah, nice.
Heather.
Nice.
Happy birthday, yes. Heather. Good job.
Good job, man. Be well. Talk to you soon.
See you guys. Have
All
a good
right.
day.
There's Brendan Armstrong.
Heather Armstrong getting the job done.
Happy birthday, Heather.
Yeah, how about that?
From all of us at Packer and Durham and your son.
Led by the son, of course.
Yeah. Well, he's excellent.
I knew there would be at some point in time to hold on to this bad boy right here, right?
Do you want me to bring 00 in?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
I mean, I figured you didn't have it.
And I have it.
It just dawned on me during the commercial break. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Brendan Armstrong, I got the 5 jersey. Let me go find it.
Okay, if we were going to put the singlet on, because Trent Hidley wants to see the singlet.
He
heard you're on the wellness plan.
Yeah, I am on the wellness plan, but I am not getting any singlet anytime soon. But the football jersey is sweet.
The 5 coming on? We're going to have that on?
This is nice now. Big time. It's the real thing,
too.
It's not one of those things.
So good.
It's not one of those things you find in a bookstore that you wish was real.
That's the real deal. Yeah. And you can tell because it doesn't look like a jersey.
Nice.
That's how you know it's a real jersey.
These are nice.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Friday night. You know, you're almost a full qualifier for this show, Pack.
I'm getting there.
Bald Men on Campus, Friday night, 9 o'clock. I got to believe you're headed for this one night. Fonz, Billis, Coach Greenberg. half hour, moves fast, news and notes around the league, get you ready for a full weekend of ACC basketball. You may have seen last week they hit the panic button. I suspect we'll get some more of that. Billis will be in a dark staring contest from above as Fonz and Seth get ready. That's Bald Men on Campus right here on ACC Network, streaming live on the ESPN app. Real quick, we already told you the headliner tonight, NC State Louisville, 7:30 over on ESPN. On ACC Network tonight, you got Georgia Tech Syracuse at 6, Pittsburgh Virginia Tech at 8 o'clock. Available on the app tonight, Notre Dame at Boston College, Virginia at Carolina, and Miami at Florida State. Those games are 6-6. Clemson, Wake Forest, by the way, also there, 7 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock, Miami, Florida State. There are 7 games total tonight in the ACC.
Yep, that's correct. Virginia and Clemson looking for their first ACC conference win.
All right. There are already, kids, on January the 20th, NFL mock drafts out.
Of course.
Yeah. You excited yet?
Yes.
Mel Kiper. ESPN's Mel Kiper has Ike Ekwonu going number 5 overall to the New York Giants.
He would agree with that.
Yeah. Dane Brugler of The Athletic has him going number 1 to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ike would go with that deal, too.
Yes, he would go with that.
He's going to become a very rich, talented young dude here coming up. He's going to be a terrific pro.
He is going to be an amazing pro. Yeah.
He's going to help anybody that picks him. That's what's going to happen.
And you know what? He is a great kid from the Charlotte area and has had a marvelous career at NC State for Dave Doran. And he has a chance to be another overall number 1 pick of the Wolfpack.
I hope he does.
So do I.
He's an easy guy to root for.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And any market, any franchise would be lucky to have Ike Ekwonu. By the way, Dane Brugler's mock draft has 4 ACC guys going in the first round, including Kenny Pickett and Sam Howell.
You didn't ask me about my mock draft.
And Andrew Booth.
Well, he should be. He's a first rounder.
How's your mock draft?
I've got 23 ACC players in the first round.
You and Josh Pastner.
I mean,
Josh Pastner's got 9 teams going to the tournament.
You know what's I started the show asking you what's a bigger number. What's a bigger number? The number of people who have mock drafts or people who have podcasts. What's a bigger number?
Oh, podcast.
Close.
No.
I mean, who doesn't have a mock draft out?
Right now, a lot of people don't have one out. They'll have one eventually.
That's what I'm saying.
But podcasts, much bigger.
Okay.
Because they're more than just sports podcasts. That's the only ones we know about are sports. There are plenty more. What's the Kenny Pickett appearance record, by the way?
6.
6? Brennan Armstrong was 2 today.
That's right.
Okay.
Buddy's got 6.
Buddy Boeheim has 6? We think we'll get Buddy Boeheim, a couple more for sure. So Buddy Boeheim could be 8.
Still win some games.
What? Okay. Easy. Now they won.
You're asking me a question. I mean, you know.
Buddy, friend of the show. We had to get it around
the
house. Had to spread the wealth around the house. We had to get Jimmy on.
Jimmy was good too.
By the way, how you think Jimmy was last week after the Bills rocked the Patriots with, you know, Coach and Buddy downstairs pulling for, you know, the Pats or whatever?
I don't know. All I know is this: tonight, Louisville, NC State women's hoops will be a 10 on a 10 scale.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the duels in the same building,
yep.
Virginia Tech, NC State wrestling.
10 on a 10.
That is going to be spectacular. We got a lot to talk about before we get to the weekend.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.